This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
That's what I consider life on the farm to be. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another episode focused on helping people who are family farmers, who run family-based businesses based on agriculture in America, the locavores who like and use the products that we grow on our farms. I don't know if you can say growing when it comes to dairy. We grow the, I'm in the business of raising Jersey replacement heifers. So I guess I'm growing them. They grow into producing milk. I'm not sure we grow the milk, but we're producing, shall we say. We're interested as producers in finding out what is going on elsewhere, what good producers are doing, how we may help each other, if you will. Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, is going to join us in a little bit to talk about the farmer bailout suggestion from the president and the farm bill. Updates on that, I have him here with regularity because I think he and his organization, in terms of the national presence that they have, speak more for the people that this program is aimed at. And if you don't, I'm not here to get you to join the NFU. I belong to the National Farmers Union. I think that it is an important organization for farmers and does a far better job for the small family farmer these days than the American Farm Bureau. So I'm thinking it belong to them both. That's fine. But I really think that the NFU has a lot to say, and they have an important focus. Meanwhile, before we get to Roger, I always like to start with some news. Here's something that a lot of people do not pay a lot of attention to, frankly. When we talk about farming, and I learned this in my own dealings with the Farm Bank. The Farm Bank that I used was an outshoot of CoBank. Many of you excuse me, know CoBank is the big lender, and they fund the smaller regional farm banks. And so when I borrowed money for my farm, I was doing some research on the bank that lent me the money. It was a farm, it was an ag bank. And I found out that they loaned about a third of their money to fishermen. I thought that was fascinating. I never thought about fishermen being agricultural, but yet they are. Aren't they? Think about it for a second. They just think about what fish are all about. You have to excuse me for a second, Kara, because I'm about to sneeze. So play a commercial. We'll come right back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, six notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supplies, see store for details.
All right, excuse me for being human. Sneezing and coughing are part of life, especially when you're actually on the farm, and I am. Okay, so my focus here for a few minutes is the wild-caught seafood business and the fish farmers who are out there catching it. There are fish farms, and that's one element, and then there are, according to the bank, there are fish farmers. They loan money on boats. Instead of land, the farm bank loans money on boats. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So I wanted to raise your awareness of what the marine life, the district, if you will, for fish farmers, and we, as terrestrial farmers, we understand how to harvest foods and grow animals and that sort of thing. And we understand community-supported agriculture, all of that stuff. But then there are these seafood businesses in coastal areas all around. I found that the farm bank that I was doing business with loaned a lot of money to people in the New Bedford fishing zone, down in the southeast part of Massachusetts, along the Cape and the islands and that sort of thing. And now I'm looking at Long Island, people, farmers there that are in the same boat, if you'll pardon the pun. They are trying to combine the best of land and sea. In other words, a lot of these people now are not only fishermen, but they're bringing their fish back to shore, and instead of selling it to a middleman, they are selling, they're setting up businesses and selling it themselves. The same as the farmer. The farmer who grows the product, or the dairyman who raises the animal, milks the cow, and then used to sell to the, they became these middlemen, the Dairy Farmers of America and all these other outfits that are basically screwing all the family farmers. So many smart farmers have decided not to do that. They're selling the products on the farm. The good produce guy this time of year is selling all of the lettuce and all the tomatoes and all the corn and all the onions and potatoes, whatever they're growing, they're selling it at the farm stand. So the natural outgrowth of this is to combine these people who are out on a mission to fish, bring the catch of the day back in, and sell it along with this guy. Is a company called Haskell Seafood in Long Island. They have boats, go out and fish. They also have a farm. They're growing vegetables. So they bring the fish back in. They have the catch of the day that they're selling with the vegetables that are being grown on the farm. So it's value added. You're selling people the whole meal. And I know a lot of people who are doing that. Why not do it with fish? They're doing it with beef. Don't you have people in your area who are growing and slaughtering beef? I have a friend that has a place in Worcester County, not far from me, and he raises about 160 animals a year. Prime, it's not Angus, I think mostly it's they're Shorthorns. And so he's developed a real strong clientele in his part of the state. People stand in line to buy his beef. And he combines that with produce that he gets from a guy down the street. But, yeah, there are a lot of people now who are growing, doing beef, and they're selling it wholesale to the markets. But why not sell it at your farm? If you have it, have the ability to have the animals dressed and then sell it, I would think that would be a great business. And the fish guys say the same thing. There are a lot of people who have farms on the coastal areas. I'd love to have a farm, actually, in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, or some of the areas where there's beautiful farmland is right on the coast. So you catch and you bring it in, and it's already on the boats now. They pre-freeze everything. As soon as they catch it, they freeze it, where they quick freeze it. And so they bring it back to the farm. They sell it with the vegetables. Complete meal. I think it's a fabulous idea, actually. And so hats off. The point here is be more creative. Think about your business. If you're along the coast and you're a farmer, get a boat, go out and fish, and bring the fish back and sell that the same as the beef guys do on their farms. I think it's a very good idea. I hope you'll pass that along. Value-added direct marketing. And if you have a CSA, all the better. In a moment, Roger Johnson joins us from the National Farmers Union.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. It's a needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now joined by Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. He's a North Dakotan. You can say that, Roger, right?
You can indeed.
I like that, the way that sounds. You're a North Dakotan.
Yeah, so, well, that's what we call ourselves.
Yeah, well, you started a family farm there, and then you became the director of the Agricultural Commission in North Dakota, right? Weren't you the ag director? And then the president of the NFU. So there are two things, probably more than that, because we always get off onto other things. The $12 billion announcement that you had last week in a press release on the NFU site, which is nfu.org, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. You probably could find it. You have it at nfu.com as well? Or is it just org?
No, just org. Yep.
Just org. Okay.
Yep.
So this announcement to help farmers cope with the trade war, good, bad, how do you see this? How do you think it will work? Let's get into the nitty-gritty here.
Well, it's certainly better than nothing. There's no question that agriculture has been substantially harmed as a consequence of the trade war. And so for there to be some sort of a response from the government is certainly appropriate. Now, we would prefer that instead of it be sort of this ad hoc response run out of the Ag Department, that it be considered as a part of the Farm Bill so that there will be a long-term public policy developed that deals with the fact that we are likely in a long-term trade war with much of the world, and that as a consequence of that, we have clearly lost overseas markets, and this is going to be with us for a long time. The damage to our reputation as a result of what's happened is substantial, it's significant, and it's going to be with us for a while. So we'd prefer that it be part of a larger policy discussion and it be ironed out in the Farm Bill.
All right. So the Farm Bill itself, we've talked about it a couple of times. The thing that bothers me and what bothers me about the Farm Bill and other people who read into it who are knowledgeable is the amount of money that's earmarked for the huge agri corporations, the big agribusinesses that don't need a damn cent. So you, as the spokesperson for the smaller American family farmer, if you will, how do you agitate to keep these guys, these big, huge conglomerates, from getting, what was it, $634 billion or something in the Farm Bill as it originally was written?
Well, so let's talk about where most of the money is spent in the Farm Bill. The biggest title by far is the nutrition title. So this is for folks who are basically broke and don't have enough money to put food on the table.
Food stamps. These are commonly known as food stamps.
SNAP program, that kind of thing. Yep. In-school lunch programs, things of that nature. That's the nutrition title. After that, the next most expensive title is crop insurance. And to the degree that there are payments that are made to agribusiness, is probably through crop insurance because it goes to the crop insurance companies, although it is paid on behalf of the farmers that buy the insurance as a subsidy for the premium that they otherwise would pay. After that, the next most expensive part of the Farm Bill is going to be two different titles, the commodity title and conservation programs. So conservation programs are mostly payments that are made directly to farmers as a result of cost share for putting in certain practices or for adopting certain conservation-minded things. And commodity programs are things that help in the event that market prices collapse, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So I, last year, for the first time ever, applied for a grant, and I got it from the Conservation Department to put a well in to water the animals out in the field. The first time I ever did anything like that, but now I understand how that part of it works. More from Roger Johnson in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Farmers Union, united to grow family agriculture. The president of the organization, Roger Johnson, is here with us. We're talking about the farm bailout bill and the farm bill. So if you didn't hear what he said, let me just paraphrase if I'm getting the information correctly, Roger. You think everything should be put into the farm bill. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think that's where public policy debate should take place. It should happen in Congress. It should be part of the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is a five-year policy that's put in place by Congress, so it reaches out a while. This proposal that's coming out of the administration is a very short-term thing. The money is going to be paid out in the next couple of months. No surprise, it's going to all be paid out before the election. That'd be my prediction.
What a shock.
Yeah, and that is designed to help make farmers, whole is the wrong word, but to help fill up some of the damage that's been done as a consequence of the trade actions that have been taken. And my point is that these trade disruptions that have occurred are almost certainly going to be of a long-term nature. And so having a short-term fix to this thing is not the appropriate public policy response. And that's not to say we shouldn't have something. We should. But there ought to be a longer-term public policy response to the damage that's been done to markets around the world.
All right. So we're talking about, if I understand correctly, the stuff that's shipped in the big containers, put them on ships, send them here, there, and everywhere, mostly soy, corn, wheat, that sort of thing. There is some...
Yes, and some meat products as well.
Yeah, okay. So what? Let's just take a world that doesn't have any tariffs on either side. Before NAFTA, SHAFTA, and all those other things that were put into place in the last, 30 years or so, there were no tariffs. The trade took place based on value. Did it not, or am I wrong?
Well, actually, historically, there have been tariffs by countries for as long as there's been history, there have been tariffs. One of the things that the WTO and NAFTA and other trade agreements have aspired to do is to bring some order and some reduction across the board to tariffs. As a rule, The U.S. has led those initiatives, and we have led by reducing our tariffs first with the hope that that was going to send a message and then the rest of the world was going to follow. Now, Farmers Union has never been a fan of that approach, frankly. Mm-hmm. We think if you're going to reduce your tariffs, you're unilaterally disarming against the rest of the world, and then to expect the rest of the world to reduce their tariffs just because you did is kind of silly, because in fact many times they do not, and that's been the experience that we've had. So listen, I don't want folks to leave with the impression here that I don't believe that China, for example, has been misbehaving on the world stage. They have been. There's no question that China has been stealing intellectual property. They've been coercing companies that move into China to get into that marketplace. They have been misbehaving on the world stage for a long while. When I say misbehaving, I mean behaving in a non-market economy fashion. And so they should be held to account. The problem isn't that they should be held to the account. The problem, I think, is the way that the administration is prosecuting this trade war is they've decided to declare trade war on everyone in the world instead of just the Chinese.
Yeah, right. And that's where you get kind of you're tripping up on this. All right, more from a gentleman who really knows his way around Washington and the world of farming, Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union at nfu.org.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Roger Johnson, who is president of the National Farmers Union. He has expressed appreciation for the decision to provide farmers with the assistance that we're talking about, whether it's the $12 billion bailout or the farm bill itself. Lots of things in this five-year plan. So, do we really have a plan? I get it.
Well,
is there really a plan? What's the plan, boss?
So, I mean, right now, what we have are two different versions of the farm bill. One that the House passed, a couple months ago, and one that the Senate passed a week later. They're rather different, and they are to be reconciled. Which means that there will be conference committees appointed. They've actually, the Senate just last night agreed to go to conference and to appoint their conferees. The House had done it earlier, right before they recessed for the August recess. And so presumably the conferees will begin talking about the differences between these two versions of the Farm Bill over the August recess. And then they'll come back sometime after that, hopefully with an agreement as to which parts of those two different plans will be put together into a single bill. The one thing that is almost certain right now, unless there is a change, what is certain is that they will write the farm bill with the existing amount of money that was used to write the last farm bill. And the last farm bill was written during a time when net farm income was more than twice as high as it is today. And we have long argued that one of the fundamental purposes of a farm bill is to provide a safety net for two groups of folks. First, for consumers who have fallen on hard times. That's the nutrition title we talked about before.
Yeah.
But secondly, for farmers who have fallen on hard times. And there are really two circumstances for farmers where they need a safety net. One is when natural disasters strike, and the other is when markets collapse and stay at very low rates for a long while. Well, natural disasters, that's why you have things like crop insurance and those kinds of things. When markets collapse, That's exactly why you have programs like the commodity program that will provide some sort of price protection in the event that these markets collapse and stay low
right.
for a long time.
So I want to let's take this apart for a minute, Roger.
Yep.
And I'm more sensitive to dairy than I am to the rest of the world because that's where I come from.
Yep.
So I'll speak for the dairy farmer here in the dairy industry, which is in the crapper, and it's literally and figuratively, it's been going downhill, downhill, downhill for years. You know, I think when you and I first met. I was selling raw milk on my farm and getting almost $12 a gallon for stuff and still couldn't make all the pieces fit. But I knew that people were willing to pay because it was a product that they knew they could count on.
Sure.
And so if you go through the rest of this exercise that we have on dairy farms across America, and I'm not talking about some guy who's milking 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows, 20,000 cows. Those are not dairy farmers as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about the guy that maybe has 200, 300, 400, 500 even cows, but you know, in the hundreds, not the thousands.
Family farmer kind of folks. Yep.
Right, exactly. And they can't make it because the dairy farmers of America have they've slapped everybody's back that runs Dairy Farmers of America because they wanted to get the price of milk to $14. Well, guess what? It can't be done for less than $21 a hundred, no matter how you shape it. My cost was 24, and my cost was 24 bucks a hundred weight to milk the cows that I had the way I raised them and took care of them. So how the hell do you make it on $14 milk if it costs you $21 or $24? You can't possibly do it. And the government has acted. I have I've been off on this too, and I don't know that I've said it this directly with you. Not that blame. Because fixing the blame never fixes the problem. But if you go back to when the Sweezer family and Dean Foods helped George Bush get elected governor and then president, the whole milk industry in Texas and then nationally collapsed to the point where one outfit controls 75 or 80% of the whole fluid milk supply in the whole country. You're not going to get a fair shake from them, especially when the Canadian farmers that are subsidized by the government are shipping milk across the border. They don't care that it's $14 milk. Well, they care. They're getting subsidized by the government. So Trump did say at the beginning, I don't even know that he understood what he was talking about, but he did say we have to stop this sort of thing from happening. I don't know that it has been stopped. If that stopped in and of itself, it would bring the price back up. Screw the dairy farmers of America. I don't care whether they exist or they don't exist. But the outrage that people don't realize behind the scenes is going on here is just that, a damned outrage.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things that you've said there that are worth talking about.
Thank you.
One of them.
At least a couple.
Well, listen, there is a fundamental economic principle in agriculture that applies to food, and dairy is a perfect example. If we have a little bit too much production, the market goes very low.
Yep.
If there's a shortage, just a little bit of a shortage, the market price goes very high. Okay?
Yep.
That's just fundamental. And so because of that fundamental characteristic, for many years, our government has had a policy of trying to encourage the market to balance someplace. We always want more than enough because as a people, we don't want to go hungry. Okay? So the government has an interest in having a little bit too much production, but that works against the interest of the farmer because it means the market goes very low. So one of the things that was argued very, very vociferously in the last farm bill was dairy policy and a plan to do some sort of supply management in the U.S. that would reduce production when you had too much of it on the marketplace. That ultimately got stripped out of the bill. Speaker Boehner at the time called it a Soviet system, demanded that it be stripped out. And as a consequence, not just that, but in part as a consequence of that, we now have this chronic oversupply of milk in the market, driving the market into the toilet. So fundamentally, we have long argued as Farmers Union that there ought to be some sort of incentives for dairy farmers to cut back on production when there's too much in the marketplace. And as individual dairy farmers, you know very well, there's no incentive for you to cut back unless it's an incentive provided by the market or by the government. Because if you cut back, all that means is your income goes down. You don't change the price at all.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yep.
So there's got to be some sort of a larger hand here that is in place. Now, that, frankly, is what the Canadians do. So there's not really a Canadian government subsidy. There is a Canadian government prohibition against imports into their market, and there is a Canadian dairy farmer controlled series of boards run on a provincial basis that limits the amount of milk that's allowed to come into production in the Canadian marketplace. As a consequence, because the supply is limited, the market price is much higher, and the dairy farmers are doing much better. Now, the one place where the Canadians, I would argue, have broken the rules here, because the trade rules provide that if countries want to do that and have a supply management program within their own borders, they can do that. But they cannot take surplus that results and dump it onto the world market.
But that's what they're doing.
That's what the Canadians are doing. That's what they're doing. And that's that piece of it that they should be prevented from doing. The rest of it within their country, if they want to do
that's their business.
And keep it, that's their business.
Their business.
Let them do it.
Right. Yep, exactly.
But they shouldn't destroy our market.
Then what's going on? Is that the same thing they're doing with other markets as well? The produce markets? Are we getting a lot of influx from Canadian producers?
So the Canadian supply management system applies to dairy. It also, I believe, applies to eggs and some of the poultry kind of production. I'm not an expert on that, so I could be wrong, but I know that they do have supply management provisions on those pieces of it. They do not on the larger commodities like wheat or corn or beans or beef or those sorts of things.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that just this whole business is so distressing to me, because I see in Massachusetts farm after farm after farm. You can see in New York State, in many states in the Northeast that I monitor, dairy farmer after dairy, they just give up. They just have
the dairy
enough.
Industry is in a lot of trouble right now, all across the country.
Right.
It's in very, very deep trouble, and there ought to be a much different dairy policy put in place that ought to happen through the Farm Bill. Frankly, I'm not very confident that it's going to happen.
Well, because you don't have any dairy guys with Sonny Perdue's background. Look at the people that are running the Department of Agriculture. They don't have any real dairy background. The people there are not dairy people.
Now, there's another piece of what you had said a while ago that I really wanted to pick up on, Doug, and that is this issue of size. So these great big players in the market that buy everything or that sell that provide input. So you take on the chemical side, the big chemical companies or the big seed companies, the big fertilizer companies who have, if not a monopoly, at least an oligopoly, and
very
are
close.
Able to drive those costs for farmers much higher than they otherwise would be in a competitive marketplace. And on the other side of the equation, on those folks that are buying products from us, they have become so concentrated. And this is a phenomenon that's not unique just to agriculture. It's across much of our economy. We ought to have trust busters in this country that go in and break up some of these enormous companies, both in agriculture and beyond agriculture. And that is, for a long time, that's been one of the things that Farmers Union has argued for.
Yeah. Well, this is somewhere we're not going to fix the problem. It hasn't developed overnight, but it is getting very serious.
It is. It is. It needs to be dealt with, and Congress ought to deal with it.
Yep, they must. All right, Roger. Good for the soul to have you here. It's always great to have an update from your perspective. And I wish you well until we speak again. Thank you.
All righty. You take
Roger
care.
Johnson, President of National Farmers Union at nfu.org. Updating the American Family Farmer Show website and the podcast that is there now on the current podcast that's up at the American Family Farmer Show, a focus on the this aid that we're talking about for farmers and who decides who the needy farmers and farms are. Also, an extensive discussion in the current podcast at the American Family Farmers Show.com. Steve Nygren from Serenbe Farm at Serenbe, Serenbe.com. He has put together a concept. Well, I don't know that he put the concept together, but he's developed an agri-hood. We have a community of hamlets that have commercial centers focused on the elements of life for people that want to be around agriculture and nourishment, learn how to live well, education for awareness when it comes to our food products. Fresh food is one of the natural assets at Serenbe, which is an organic farm, place you can enjoy. They have meals for people that come on the farm. They have life for the people that live on the farm. And so I think this is a fabulous way for you to see how maybe part of the other half lives, if you will. New ideas. I'm thinking about it even on my farm in Massachusetts. Concept is called agri-hoods. Also, I opine about NAFTA and the provisions, the good ones, the bad ones. So if you're interested in that, it's at American Family Farmer Show. You'll find the podcast there, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20.
Ah.
Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how to build up milk markets. Much of the discussion this week on the program has to do with dairy. Discussion with Roger Johnson from the National Farmers Union talking about the plight of the American dairy farmer. I thought it was very interesting. I saw in the case of the state of New York how they are aggressively courting dairy. So I thought I'd pass along some of the details of how it's being done. For example, they've brought in a cheesemaker from Italy. They brought in a cheesemaker from Green Bay, Wisconsin. They have encouraged the building of a plant, a $25 million plant, which is all aimed at using the excess supply of dairy for making yogurt and cheese. This is something that's being built at Schenectady County. 40-acre former supply depot for the Navy has been taken over by the state. They're paying for the rehab. There are going to be a lot of new jobs there. They're giving the company $850,000 in performance tax credits. Agriculture is very important in New York State. Dairy, very, very important in New York State. So I thought this was pretty interesting. They're giving these companies a 50% tax credit. I guess that's the right word for it. To come in, operate plants. This one cheese company operates 9 plants in other places in the country, make fresh mozzarella cheeses and 30 other cheeses. There's a cheese factory in Schenectady that's opened up. So this is the idea, and the state has taken the lead because milk in New York is very important. So I thought you'd appreciate that information, knowing that there are some states that are taking the plight of the dairy farmer seriously. I'm Doug Steffen.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll
now,
the windows down.
A time in the hour that we share together every week that I enjoy. I'm interested in helping myself as a farmer, helping you as a farmer, sharing these stories, ideas, messages, if you will. There's a new project inserting injury prevention messages into accounts farmers and others are telling each other. The whole focus on agricultural incidents and accidents will be in my focus with my commentary after this.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
All right. The importance of social media is part of the highlight here, even with farmers. I saw an overview, it was sort of a plea for help from farmers on Instagram, interestingly enough. The story that I'm focused on is sort of a collaborative of three agricultural safety centers that happened to get money from the federal government. And the focus is on how to prevent injuries. Now, this is something that I don't necessarily think about much myself. I would be the first to tell you, and so are the people that work on my farm, I'm not great when it comes to guards on equipment, for example. When something breaks, I take the guard off, and rarely do I put it back on again. Probably not too smart. I think it's gone over the top, though, in terms of what you have. The government requires this protection, that protection. There's a certain amount of common sense, it seems to me, that is involved in the areas of safety. And I'm going to give you an example that I think best suits what I'm saying. It comes from my own experience. There was a baseball player for the Red Sox whose name at the moment escapes me. When he retired from the Red Sox, he bought a farm. And on his farm, he raised some ducks and sheep and cattle. And he had a nice size spread, about 100 acres. He bought himself an old dump truck. And the dump truck had a problem, so he got underneath it because the power takeoff was not operating for the dump, and he wanted to see what was wrong with it. So he got under it. The power takeoff lever was engaged, even though the power takeoff shaft was not working, and he messed with it a little bit and got it working. Problem was, he was dressed inappropriately for the job. He had on a loose-fitting jacket. The jacket got wrapped around the power takeoff shaft, and you know the rest of the story. How many times have we heard stories like that on the farm? The guy's body wasn't even recognizable because the power takeoff shaft basically ground it into smithereens. And I have heard my experience over the years growing up on the farm. I'm very wary. I was talking to one of the fellows that works on the farm the other day who was on the back of a tractor. He had on tight jeans, but the power takeoff was working on the bale wrapper. And I said, make sure. You know, he said, don't worry, Doug, I'm aware of it. But some people are not aware of it. Some people do not think of it. Some people are careless. Even if you have the guards on or the safety measures in your mind, there still are going to be circumstances when you are in danger. So in terms of this story that I saw on Instagram, just a reminder, not just, but reminder to farmers and people that work in the field, professionals, encourage the people that work with you to be aware of the dangers of running the tractors and the equipment improperly and not having proper perspective. The perspective on protection is what I'm emphasizing here through the story and through my outreach. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer Show.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.